ॐ नमो भगवते यदा पंकादिभिरात्मा वंचितस्ते गुरु वंचितो ब्रह्मकुलं समावसंस्तेषं शीलं उपनयनादि श्रुता स्मृता कर्मानुष्ठा नेना भगवतो यज्ञा पुरुषाश्यार्धनम् एवातत अरोचयन सूत्रा कूलं भजते निगमाचरे शुद्धितो यस्या मिथुनि भावा कुटुंबा भरणं यथा वानराजते What do you mean? यदा When? पाकंडिभि By Ashandis Godless atheist, Atma vanchita hai, who themselves are cheated, tahe, by them, uru, more and more, vanchitaha, being cheated, brahma kulam, the bona fide brahmanas, strictly following the Vedic culture, Samavasan, settling among them to advance spiritually. Tesha of them, the Brahmanas who strictly follow the Vedic principles. Shilam, the good character. Upanyana Adi, beginning with offering the sacred thread. Or training the conditioned soul to qualify as a bona fide Brahmana. Shrota, according to Vedic principles. Smarta, according to authorized scriptures derived from the Vedas. Karma Anushthanena, the performance of activities. Bhagavataha of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yajna Purushya, who is worshipped by Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. Aradhanam, the process of worshipping him. Eva, certainly. Tat Arochayan, not finding pleasure. In it due to its being difficult for unscrupulous person to perform. Sutra Kulam, the society of sutras. Bhajate, he turns to. Nigma Achare, in behaving according to Vedic principles. Ashuddhitaha, not purified. Yasya, of whom? Maituni bhava, sex enjoyment, or the materialistic way of life. Kutumbu bharanam, the maintenance of the family. Yatha, as it is, Vanara Chathe of the society of monkeys or the descendants of the monkey. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The pseudo swamis, yogis and incarnations who do not believe in the supreme personality of Godhead are known as Pashandis. They themselves are fallen and cheated because they do not know the real path of spiritual advancement, and whoever goes to them is certainly cheated in his turn. When one is thus cheated, he sometimes takes shelter of the real followers of Vedic principles, Brahmanas, or those in Krishna consciousness, who teach everyone how to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. According to Vedic rituals, however, being unable to stick to these principles, these rascals again fall down and take shelter among Sudras, who are very expert in making arrangements for sex indulgence. Sex is very prominent among animals like monkeys, and such people who are enlivened by sex may be called descendants of monkeys. Prabhupada, by fulfilling the process of evolution from the aquatics to the animal platform, a living entity eventually reaches the human form. The three modes of material nature are always working in the evolutionary process. Those who come to the human form through the quality of Sattva Guna were cows in their last animal incarnation. Those who come to human form through the quality of Rajoguna were lions in their last animal incarnation. And those who come to the human form through the quality of Tamoguna were monkeys in their last animal incarnation. In this age, those who come through the monkey species are considered by modern anthropologists like Darwin to be descendants of monkeys. We receive information hearing that those who are simply interested in sex are actually known better than monkeys. Monkeys are very expert in sexual enjoyment, and sometimes sex glands are taken from monkeys and placed in the human body so that a human being can enjoy sex in old age. In this way, modern civilization has advanced. Many monkeys in India were caught and sent to Europe so that their sex glands could serve as replacements for those of old people. Those who actually descend from the monkeys are interested in expanding their aristocratic family through sex. In the Vedas, there are always certain ceremonies specially meant for sexual improvement and promotion to higher planetary system, where the demigods are enjoying sex. The demigods are also very much inclined towards sex because that is the basic principle of material enjoyment. First of all, the conditioned soul is cheated by so-called swamis, yogis and incarnations when he approaches them to be relieved of material miseries. When the conditioned soul is not satisfied with them, he comes to devotees and pure brahmanas who try to elevate him for final liberation from material bondage. However, the unscrupulous conditioned soul cannot rigidly follow the principle of prohibiting illicit sex, intoxication, gambling and meat eating. Thus, he falls down and takes shelter of people who are like monkeys. In the Krishna consciousness movement, these monkey disciples, being unable to follow the strict regulative principles, sometimes fall down and try to form societies based on sex. This is proof that such people are descendants of monkeys, as confirmed by Darwin in this verse. It is therefore clearly stated, Yatha Vanara Jathe. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshuvanmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swaha Padantikam He Krishna Karna Sindho Deen Bandho Jagatpate Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale
गोपिशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरंगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते देवे प्रमामी हरि प्रिये नमो विष्णु पदाया कृष्णा प्रस्थाया भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांता स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादे पश्चात देशकारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैता गदाधारा शिवासादि शिखर भक्तवृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा रामा राम हरे हरे।
How powerful the words, today's verses. All I can hear in this whole verse is sex, 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 and all sex. Yeah. That's the most prominent word has been used in this whole translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. And it's not that he wants to do it. That's what the Sukadeva Goswami, he's giving us an indication. The real cause of this material world is Maithuni Bhava. With this beautiful chapter where a Baddha Jeev, a conditioned soul, is trying to enjoy into this material world, and he did everything, whatever he could think of, to give pleasure to his senses, and he becomes frustrated. Some point he realizes that not anymore. And that realization only comes when he sees the death in front of him. As we see in the previous verse, that the wheel of time is a chakra of Lord Krishna. In text number 29 yesterday, Anirudha Prabhu was explaining that this time is moving, it's like a chakra. And that chakra is Lord Krishna. Kalo Asmin in Bhagavad Gita he has mentioned. And when he sees the death in front of me, he becomes so fearful, so bewildered, that somehow he is trying to escape from the death. First of all, in his young time, throughout the whole life, he enjoys like anything, like an animal, to satisfy his senses. But when he sees he's getting older or the death is nearby, he looks for some solution. And by doing that solution, he hears some words here and there. Some spirituality can protect you, so and so. And then, not having a proper knowledge, where to approach, whom to approach, because the condition of the Kali Yuga is Manda Samanda Mateo, Manda Bhagyo He Bhadritaha. That intelligence is not there, memory is very short and always disturbed. And if you don't have a knowledge where to look for the solution, then you come across with some cheaters. In the previous verse, and this cheater has been called crows, vulture, herons, eagles. These are the so-called bogus pseudo-swamis. Their only purpose is to capture the wealth of his disciple and enjoy a lavishly lifestyle. That's all. And when you get frustrated by seeing, because these all are birds, they've been compared to birds. But when the lion comes, what is the value of these words? Birds cannot protect you. Birds cannot take you, in his grip and just fly up in the sky. Oh, you've been saved. And the last words, this lion has compared to death. I'm pretty much sure I used to watch National Geography a lot and seeing the fight of animals and other aquatics or other species of animals. How they are struggling only for one purpose, that's their food. Always any animal except the human, humans are also somewhere nearby there, only looking for two things, food and sex, food and sex, food and sex. And how they are ready to kill anybody, and the capturing of an animal is such a ferocious. The way he captures, the way he makes himself prepare to grab his food is marvelous. No one can come out of his grip if someone is, you know, very lucky to live another few more days. Only he can be saved. But once the lion captures, you finish. And that lion is compared in the previous verse as a death. That no one can escape it. Sooner or later, everybody has to go. But how come these birds, so-called, they can protect an animal? In today's verse, it has been said they are Ashandis, all these pseudo-swamis, godless, atheists. They don't have any knowledge, they don't follow any scriptures. They themselves are in the grip, they are in the chain of this material world. Then how they gonna release the other living entity, those who are taking shelter of it? It is very, very impossible. And in Kali Yuga, everything has been mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, that these so-called, these pseudo-swamis, bogus-swamis, they will flourish. We can see that every now and then, even in Prabhupada times, Prabhupada used to, you know, chuckle or make a laugh. So, Brahmananda, who is the next swami in this week? Who has come from India? They are just popping like a popcorn, you know, every 5 days, every 4 days, there is a new swami during Prabhupada time. And we can see in our times also, how these so-called swamis are coming on the name of spirituality, how they are robbing their disciples, asking for the price of the gold and giving them a peanuts. This is only not their fault, this is the fault of the followers. Because they are fools. They want to be cheated, Krishna sent them cheaters. If something is really, really valuable, you need to make the price of it. You need to pay the price of such valuable thing. During Srila Prabhupada time, we can see that when Prabhupada was establishing his Krishna consciousness movement in the West, and we can see how these Western countries are based on four major pillars. Their economy, their strength, their attractiveness is only on these four basic pillars. And the pillars are illicit sex, gambling, meat eating, and intoxication. They are the major pillars of the Western country's success. And Srila Prabhupada did not even compromise at all, speaking publicly, no illicit sex. And he's been challenged by many people, that why only sex, you know? The life is meant to be enjoyed. So why restriction is there? And Prabhupada did not even compromise. And here in today's verse and yesterday's verse, we can see how these followers, these bogus swamis, they give a carrot to their followers. Come, we can have so many sex over here. Because that is the only greatest pleasure. If you do so much, there was a very popular bogus swami in 1970s and 80s. He became so popular only by promoting the sex business, that you do this much, that your desire will go away one day. And he was giving an example that if you pour a lot of ghee, so one day the fire will go away. But the Vedic scripture is just the opposite. The more you pour the ghee, the more the fire goes on. It becomes uncontrollable. You cannot control it. Srila Prabhupada did not even compromise. He wanted followers because he needed to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. And he took the risk giving initiation, Brahmanization, first initiation to so many followers. But some, they did not like it. They practiced for some time and they left. People, no doubt, sooner or later, they get frustrated by following the bogus Swami, because they also a spirit soul. A spirit soul, until unless, don't get the satisfaction. And the satisfaction only comes by the true knowledge serving the Supreme Lord. When that satisfaction is not there, they realize there is something wrong in this organization. I'm not able to achieve it. But Srila Prabhupada did not even care for the big followers. He was just presenting the real truth. He was just presenting the real truth. This is the real problem. Please don't do it. But what you do, being conditioned and being habitual for so many births, is coming out. It is a very, very heavy thing, saying it. People were ready to accept anything. Okay, a logic is there, not to eat meat eating, and some, because you are a soul, there's a soul, you have a babies, family, they also have, some other, they get convinced. Second, intoxication, gambling, somehow they also get convinced, seeing the practical example. If you do become a gambler, then slowly you lose the money. If you, intoxication, first of all, in our normal condition, we are not able to think properly. What to speak about, drinking alcohol, that we will think properly. And these three things they can really understand, they can match it with their today's day-to-day life. But the fourth thing, which is noise, is that they cannot able to digest it. This life is meant for enjoyment. This life is meant for enjoyment, and that is the only greatest enjoyment in the spiritual world. In many times, Prabhupada has given many different answers to how the spiritual life starts. And he says, okay, you chant Hare Krishna, you take some prasadam, you read book, essay, this and that. But when this process started, in one conversation, I heard Srila Prabhupada say, the real spiritual life starts when you talk about the sex is the problem of this material life. Methuna bhava, that's the driving force of this material world. It's going again and again and again and again. A Brahma, Bhuvana Loka, Punar Avritaro Arjuna. Even from Mama ji to the down to the aunt, it's coming, people are taking birth and again only just for one desire, that is Methuna Bhava here. Sri Prabhupada once said, don't practice spirituality like a monkey. Don't practice spirituality like a monkey. And he himself called at the end of the purport, some of his disciples, he's calling these are monkey disciples. In the Krishna consciousness movement, these monkey disciples, being unable to follow the strict regulative principle, sometimes fall down and try to form society based on sex. We can see in during Srila Prabhupada time, with this purport, how he is writing his heart full of tears, that so much hard work he is doing to protect every single living entity, especially his disciple, because he's being a spiritual father, he's so compassionate to his spiritual disciples there. He's giving them the best. But due to their old bad habits, they left the real purpose and they went back where they were. Again, going to Methuna Bhava. He's protecting them. He did try, but didn't follow. Why? It is just only from the old habit. Old habit, it just drags us very badly, and that is only the Methuna Bhava here. And the credit Srila Prabhupada gives in that sense to Darwin, even though the Vedic scripture it refuses the theory of Charles Darwin, here that monkey are monkeys, human are human, and human has not come from monkey. And it used to be a syllabus in India when I was studying. Later on, it has been taken off. And now people become even so smart all over the world by judging monkeys, humans are humans. And in the purport, the analogy Srila Prabhupada is giving, the person who is very sattvic in his nature, every single details has been given in Vedic scriptures to open our mind, to open our eyes, see things clearly, so you don't get cheated. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying that a person or any living entity who is sattvic in nature, their previous birth was a cow. They were a cow. We know that there are three modes of material nature, and the three modes of material nature acts not only in human, it also acts in every single species of life. It's animal, aquatics, birds, trees. Because sattvic people are meant to be a giver. They always give. With their life, they try to help others. And passionate people, what for me, what for me, what for me. And ignorant people, I don't care for anybody. Whatever is there, it's just there. And those people who become so passionate, Srila Prabhupada is saying, that Shastra says, their previous birth was a lion. Always passionate for everything, for name, fame, money, and so on. So it's going on. And those people who are tamoguni, how do we know who are tamoguni? Because they are more inclined towards the sex indulgence. And they have come from monkey background. Because monkeys are so profound. They are the sex acharyas. They are the sex acharyas here. And in Kali Yuga, mostly, I wouldn't say 100%, but 99.9% is there, that everybody is inclined and harassed by only this desire. And so many scientists, they are doing so many researches how to enhance your sex life even in the old age. That's what Srila Prabhupada is saying in the purport. And I was going through with some of the research on the internet, and I came across this doctor called Dr. Serge Vanoff. He was from Russia, but he did his research in France. And his research was, he's been known by, during those time, by journalists or by other doctors, monkey clam man. Because he became famous to transfer the monkey testicle or glands into a human form. So they can have a strong sex desire in their old life also. And then he became so popular. First he did research on animals, dogs, cows, and others. He did research. According to him, he was successful. And then he did a research on a human. And in that human, when multi-millionaires, when he was doing it, he needs funding. You are a scientist, when you do some experiment, you need a funding. So one of the American millionaires, he promised, okay, if you think you will be success, I will fund all your experiment. And he did. And he claimed that his success is successful. His experiment is successful. And during that period, when I was reading all his biography, all his work, what he has contributed in this Kali Yuga, and that was there, that he claimed, my experiment is successful, my formula is successful. And guess who approached him? All the multi-millionaires old men. All the multi-millionaires old men, they approached him to give him their better sex life. They were so old, 70, 80 years old. And he was saying, he was charging them the average income. Suppose if the average income of a normal employee in Australia is $45,000-$50,000 a year, he was charging that much amount for one surgery for one person. And so within a few years, he became so popular that he had his own mansion, own palace, right in the Paris. He became so popular. But anyway, as a time progresses, many other scientists, they refuse, you know, this is not true, this is true, this, and it's back and forth. And somewhere, Srila Prabhupada's, some disciples have informed Srila Prabhupada about this, that's what it is happening. Because Prabhupada didn't have this idea, but one of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, he told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, this is what is happening in the society. And Srila Prabhupada himself is saying that people are capturing monkeys. In the purport is saying, people are capturing monkeys and they are transporting those monkeys to the Europe so they can take their glands out and transfer into humans so they can have a very strong and long-lasting sex life. How have you seen how the Kali Yuga has been degraded and is going to degrade more and more, that they are not even leaving the animals. Humans are not even leaving the animals also to enhance their sex enjoyment. They are ready to, you know, use them also. Such a worse condition is going on here. But what to do? That's what we want. That's what we want. That's what we are getting. If you ask for peanut, you will get peanut. But if you ask for something valuable, almond, cashew, which you need to pay more expensive, then you have to be ready for to pay the amount. If you want to come out of this material world, you need to pay the price of not doing all these four reality principles. And they are the foundation. They are the foundation. They are the four pillars where we make the foundation of our spiritual life here. If any of the pillar is weak, we get shakes in our spiritual life. Especially this life here. And in the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, the case study has been mentioned how being weakened in their sex desire, many kings, they have lost their kingdom. They were so powerful. They were so powerful in all over, they've been called emperors in their own time, conquering the whole world. But as soon as they come home, they put their head down at the feet of their wife, defeated. It's very, very powerful. And Srila Prabhupada is making us aware, don't do all these things. Don't do all these things. And the credit goes all to Charles Darwin. Only those people who are inclined toward the sex here, they have been called, they are the descendants of monkey. Srila Prabhupada is having a sarcastic words here. He's just trying to make people laugh, you know. Yeah, one sense, Darwin is very, very true. Whatever he says, people are coming from monkey, he's true. In a very funny way. Why? Because monkeys are also sex experts, and those who are their descendants, they are also very sex experts. They also want the same thing, and we also want the same thing. But those who are coming from the cow, from the lion, we can see. Their desire is something else, and monkey's desire is something else. One time in Srila Prabhupada's time, one young devotee, he said, Prabhupada, that's it. That's it, I have understood the purpose of my life. That's it, Prabhupada. That I'm not gonna do any more work in this material world. I'll go to Vrindavan and I will chant Hare Krishna there. And I will spend my life, whole life over there. And what was Prabhupada's answer? As usual, there are enough monkeys in Vrindavan, we don't want one more. Because we are young. We have got the greatest responsibility to push this movement and make people aware what is the actual purpose of the life. And if your Guru Maharaj is not sitting on a couch and chanting Hare Krishna, then you just taken initiation a month ago, a year ago, and you are decided that you want to go to Vrindavan and chant peacefully over there. Where is the question? Where is the question there? We have seen those people who have left ISKCON, and they have been captured by other so-called organization and chanting near the Radha Kund, Vrindavan Dham, this and that. They have Prabhupada, one answer there. If you do like this, don't think you're going to think about Krishna and his pastime. You will only think about two things, money and women. Even you are in Vrindavan, if you attempt to do that, no. Just follow the instruction of your guru, come out of that Vrindavan. This is not the right time. When the time will come, when you become mature in bhakti, no problem, go there. When you can't do anything with your body, then you can go there, be peaceful, be do it. But now, everything is young, you are so energetic. Help me to push this mission. Making people aware is the greatest responsibility, because somebody has spent time on us and need to spend time on others also. Isn't it? Yes, it is there. In the last verse, as in the starting, Lord was saying that is the time, chakra and this and that. A beautiful verse we can cover, Ayur Harti Vaipunsa Udyan Ashtam Chayanashu Tasya Ardeya Shanonita Uttama Shloka Vartaya. Both by rising and setting up the sun is decreasing the lifespan of every living entity except the one who spent his time to know the pastime of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Time does not affect the person who is busy serving the Lord. He is above the modes of material nature. Otherwise we can see that. How the time is taking our time away. Ayur Harti Vaipunsa. As the sun rises, sun sets, one more day has gone. And what we have done in our spiritual life? Nothing. Barely minimum we chanted our rounds, barely minimum we read, we heard or we did any service, or we made somebody devotee. No. We need to do the hard work. We need to pay the heavy price. Heavy price of our youth. There is one beautiful pastime, it just came into my mind that I just heard from someone in Vrindavan that one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, he left movement when Prabhupada left. And then he's been aware, no contact with anybody. And after some time, at the end of his life, maybe he had some cancer or something, he just came across back to some devotees and they got to know, okay, he's Srila Prabhupada's disciple. And he left everything and went back to all the old habits. But whatever time he gave of his youth to Srila Prabhupada, to this movement, and when he was leaving his body, he said, look, Prabhupada has come to take me. Look, Prabhupada has come to take me. And he just left his body. That means that your valuable time of a human being is their youth. Is their youth. And they have given that youth in the service of Srila Prabhupada. And when a pure devotee accepts your service, no matter what happens, he will take you back to Godhead. And that was a life example that this Prabhupada showed. He did practice when Prabhupada was there, he did practice, he just followed everything of Prabhupada there, but somehow being conditioned, he just left the movement. And by Krishna's grace, when he was leaving his body, he is surrounded by the devotees of Lord Krishna, and at the end of the day he saw Prabhupada, look, Prabhupada has come to see me, to take me back to Godhead. And he was so thankful. And there are many other instances we can see on YouTube, like, you know, many devotees say they have seen the Lord has come, the Yamdutas has come to take them, and say, no, Prabhupada is not teaching, cheating us, Prabhupada is real. Prabhupada, we are really stuck. If we are really stuck, if we see if somebody is really in a great danger, a super heavy danger, and if you ask them, okay, sir, if I'll protect you, what are you going to give me? He will immediately say, whatever you ask, I'm ready to pay any amount to protect my life. Please take me out of this trouble. And until unless we are not realized that we are stuck in this material world, that we are suffering, we really desperately need a very heavy need then you to come out of this world, we will not be able to pay for the price. Prices are there. These four principles, chant 16 rounds, service, preaching. If we are loose now, we are comfortable in this material world. We don't need to pay for this price. So we need to be very, very careful in our spiritual practice that what we see, because dealing with opposite sex is very, very important. How we deal and what we read here and there, especially on the internet, and what we see, it is very, also very important. Seeing there and what we eat and what we do. We need to check all these things. Because it is just a carrot of Maya, just hanging. Friend of us, a little bit of looseness, a little bit of crack in our bhakti, Maya just like a water, it can go inside and it can break your spiritual life like anything. Sometimes we have seen people practice for so many years and they say, yes, I have controlled it. I have controlled this desire, all the desires. I am pure bhakta now. And suddenly they think, boom, they're gone. By the time they find out, they think they are almost on Goloka Vrindavan door, almost. By the time they realize, they are still right there on the ground. Little bit of leaving the feet from the ground is not that advancement. The time we think is so advanced, we're gone. There. Okay, I'd like to stop here. If anybody has any correction, any comment, anything need to add. Alrighty, there is nothing. Thank you very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai Shri Prabhupada ki Jai.